Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios here in Nashville. We say hello to Jared Stillman, who is live in Minnesota, getting ready for day number two of joint practices between the Titans and the Vikings. And Jared, you were there witnessing it all live yesterday when Treylon Burks went down. I know you were watching the defense, but what was kind of the mood when that all happened? And now we know it's an LCL sprain and nothing more serious.
Well, the mood was the defense was smoking the Vikings. I mean, I'm about to go ask Kirk Cousins in about 30 minutes how good he thinks the Titans' defense is. And the mood of excited that the Titans might have an elite defense absolutely went right down to the bottom, that they may be without Treylon Burks. And again, you know, to your point, I was sitting there live, but I couldn't see live whether or not he sprained his LCL or MCL or PCL or ACL, or obviously there was no way for me to tell, you know, what it was, really for anybody to tell what it was. Even the Twitter doctors, nobody said LCL. Now they said they didn't think it was an ACL, but they didn't say, you know, LCL. So not even the Twitter doctors knew. And I think it was a giant dark cloud over what was, from the defensive perspective, a really positive practice. They picked off Kirk Cousins in 7-on-7. They picked off Kirk Cousins immediately in the 2-minute drill. So I thought it was a great day for the defense. Malik Willis apparently had a good day. TD saw that. I didn't. But, yeah, talk about putting a damper on what was a very positive day up until that point.
So is your plan today to watch more of the offense?
I will watch the offense today. Against the Vikings defense. I mean, what's crazy is I'm not even sure I need to watch the defense. Like, as long as nobody gets hurt, knock on wood, I don't even think I need to watch the defense. I feel like I saw enough. I think the Vikings have a pretty good offense. Now, TJ Hockenson was out, and so was Jordan Addison, who's in concussion protocol. But, I mean, I've seen the Titans defense every day at training camp dominate the Titans offense. I came out here and I said, all right, let's see if this is the Titans defense is good or the Vikings off or the Titans offense is bad. And the Titans defense did pretty much the same thing to Cousins in Minnesota yesterday that they had been doing to the Titans in training camp. And I think the Vikings have a pretty good offense. And so I thought that that was a very good sign, you know, for the defense. So it's almost like, okay, now I know the Titans have a good defense. We'll see you in New Orleans, because they're not going to play in any of the preseason games. And I guess I'll watch them next week against the Patriots, and that'll be another test for them. But I think I consider the Vikings offense with Justin Jefferson to be better than the Patriots offense. But, I mean, it's like just seeing what I saw yesterday, that's enough for me onto the offense, which now, I mean, there's going to be big question marks as to what they're going to do at that outside receiver spot. With Treylon Burks out, and we don't know how long Treylon Burks will be out for, but it would not surprise me if he's not able to go in that New Orleans game. And so I think that we'll see Nick Westbrook-Ikhina outside with the ones today. I think we'll see Chris Moore outside with the ones today, and maybe even one of these young guys that's flashed a little bit in camp. Maybe they'll get an opportunity as well. So I do wonder what they're going to do opposite DeAndre Hopkins, and that'll be something that I'll be watching today.
Jared Stillman is with us live from Minnesota. And, yeah, speaking of the receivers, I mean, right now I don't have Racy McMath making this team, because I think Roberson's been better than him. I think Kyrus Jackson's been better than him. And so even though I don't know if any of these guys can, you know, become even serviceable in the National Football League, it's certainly they have some options ahead of them right now, which I think is a good thing.
So here's where the Burks injury complicates things. Because McMath's key to making the team was going to be on special teams as a gunner. But Nick Westbrook-Ikhina has been a gunner for this team in the past, and by him moving to the fourth receiver spot, that would open him up to go back to the special teams work that he did in 2020 and 2021. So I really thought that that ended any chance that McMath had really of making the team, because I don't see him making the team as a pass catcher. To your point, I think there's a group of four or five guys that are probably ahead of him. Whether it's Treshawn Harrison, Reggie Roberson, Kyrus Jackson, who you brought up. I mean, I think there's guys that have significantly shown themselves in camp in the preseason game more so than McMath. But because of the injury to Burks, if they go into that New Orleans game and Westbrook-Ikhina is starting at receiver, does that take him away from the special teams duty and then force them to keep another receiver in McMath to be the gunner on special teams? Now, what I thought the Titans were going to do is I thought the Titans were going to carry five receivers on the active roster to begin the season and use the sixth spot on the third quarterback. Because remember, they're going to carry all three quarterbacks, yeah. And so that has to be one of these spots. And I figured that they would take the sixth receiver spot and they would use it on that, because even though they may not be able to get all of those guys to the practice squad, they'll probably be able to get three of the four to the practice squad. So if there's not that much of a difference between Roberson and McMath or Jackson and Harrison or Dowell and these other guys that are at the bottom of the roster, then who cares if somebody claims one of them? Because then you'll just call up the other one off the practice squad, and that's what I thought the Titans were going to do. So maybe this injury to Burks complicates things, and the Titans will carry six receivers just so they don't get caught with no receivers on special teams against the Saints. I still don't think that that's going to do that much for McMath, because Burks will still have to be on the opening roster, even if he's not going to play in the Saints game. And they're still going to carry three quarterbacks, and they can still elevate somebody off the practice squad ahead of the Saints game.
You're about to talk to Kirk Cousins in his media availability. Do you feel like if there was any comparison between Tannehill and another quarterback, that Kirk Cousins fits that mold perfectly?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that generally speaking, they've been in the league for the exact same time. They were both drafted in 2012. They're both, 6'4"-ish. They're white and they start at quarterback. And other than that, I'm not sure that there's really a lot of comparison, other than the fact that they're both not elite, but they're better than the non-starter and they both make a lot of money. I think the difference between the two is Cousins can go out there and throw for 450 yards in a game. Cousins is a volume stat guy, and he was even that way in Washington. Pre-Justin Jefferson, pre-Adam Thielen, pre-Stephon Diggs, pre-Jordan Addison. He was that kind of guy in Washington. And so Tannehill has never been. I know that like a year or two in Miami, he was a 300-yard passer. But for the most part, Tannehill is a 220-yard passer a game. I think that Cousins probably aligns more with Derek Carr. And I'm trying to think off the top of my head a good comparison for Tannehill. I just don't see them as the same kind of quarterback. I do think that they, have the same value, in my opinion, which is they're a lot better than some of these guys in the league that are starting on some of these bad teams. They're never going to be as good as Joe Burrow. And I feel like they sit in the same spot, but I don't think that Tannehill is the volume stat guy that Cousins is. That being said, I think Tannehill wins more games. So if Kirk Cousins, for instance, were to throw the ball for 220 yards and try to throw it 19 times, instead of trying to throw the ball, 45 times and throwing for 350, I do think maybe the Vikings might win a little more. But the big difference there, Cousins has better stats, Tannehill wins more games.
So would you say that, if game's on the line and you got to trust one of them, you would trust Tannehill more?
Quite frankly, I don't watch a lot of Cousins, but I think I'd trust him more than I would trust Tannehill, just because I've seen Tannehill fail too many times. Now, early on, when Tannehill had wide receivers and Tannehill had an offensive coordinator, Tannehill was as good as any quarterback I felt in the league at the end of those two-minute situations or game on the line. Whether it was that first year in 2019 and he led them back against the Chiefs, whether it was the 2020 season, they start off the year and Tannehill brings them back down the field and they beat the Broncos, and Tannehill brings them back down the field here in Minnesota and Gostkowski hits a 50-yarder to win the game. Tannehill was really good with the game in his hands. Then he had that drive against the Ravens where he throws the interception and the Ravens dance on the logo. And ever since then, I haven't felt like Tannehill is the bring me back at the end of the game guy. That being said, Arthur Smith hasn't been his coordinator, and A.J. Brown's been off a little bit over that time period, but not a lot over that time period. And of course, there was the whole debacle with the Cincinnati game. And so because Cousins hasn't had that, I think I would take Cousins over Tannehill in that spot. But I do, to your point, think that it's probably similar. I don't think either guy is Brady, and I don't think either guy is Kyler Murray.
Jared Stillman is with us. Do you think we're going to get the kicker question answered this week, or is it still going to be ongoing?
I mean, I think we already have the kicker question answered for us, and it's going to be neither guy. I mean, these guys suck. And yesterday, Shudak missed TD said it was a 53-yarder in the two-minute drill. And, guys, 53 yards is a makeable kick in 2023 in the NFL. You know, I know Craig Aukerman got up there and he said during the offseason that they really only care about 40 to 49 and anything over 50 is a bonus, which is ridiculous. But, I mean, we got to get out of this habit with mini-leg Randy Bullock out there thinking, oh, man, anything over 45 is a massive risk. 52 yards is a makeable. In today's NFL, I expect you to make a 52-yarder. You should be able to make that. And the good teams have kickers who do make 52-yarders, like Evan McPherson in Cincinnati and Harrison Butker in Kansas City and Tyler Bass in Buffalo and Justin Tucker in Baltimore. Those guys can make a 52-yarder. Do they make every kick? No. But both of these guys are terrible. And the only reason why I don't think the Titans have gone out looking for a kicker yet is because they have to get through these practices, and so they'll let them kick. But then once the preseason's over, they'll claim somebody like they did a couple years ago when they started with Michael Bagley and then switched to Randy Bullock in week two. That's what they'll do this year. I'm tired of the carousel, too. I get it. But it's not going to be one of these two Scarbinis out there kicking against New Orleans.
I'd look at Robbie Gould. He's still out there.
Well, I mean, the Titans aren't in the habit of paying money to veteran players, but the Rand Carthon connection might mean something. But I'm just going to tell you, there. My guess would be that there's like an undrafted free agent that's kicking somewhere that doesn't make a lot of money, that might not win a job, and if that guy doesn't win a job because a veteran guy beats him out or something like that, the Titans will sign that guy. Maybe it's Robbie Gould. Maybe it's not, but I do not think either of these two guys will be kicking for the Titans in New Orleans.
Well,
so to answer your question, you said, will we get the kicker question? I think it's already answered. It's neither of these two. None of the above.
Okay. I'll take that answer because I agree with you. He's Jared Stillman live today from Minnesota. Jared, appreciate it. Enjoy practice.
Full breakdown today, 2 o'clock. And, of course, I'll be watching the Titans offense without Treylon Burks. And we'll see y'all then.
Awesome. 2 o'clock, Jared Stillman, Stillman and Company, live today from Minnesota as day number two of joint practices will get underway here in just a little bit. He's going to go hear from Kirk Cousins. And I'm going to ask you all the same question that I just asked Jared. Who would you trust more, Tannehill or Cousins? Game on the line. He gave his answer that he's seen Tannehill fail too many times. What do you think? 615-737-1025. We'll discuss that next. Chase McCabe, 1025-1063 The Game.